Proclamation number 8004 of 27th of September, 1961. Right thinking is also working of the mind. This, too, is the working of my spirit, that the human being learns to think right. Not only does my spirit express itself unusually, but every person who awakens it to life within himself will feel an inner brightness. He will think correctly. And then he will also always recognize the truth as such. He will also know about my will, for his thoughts will be guided by the spiritual spark which seeks contact with the Father Spirit of Eternity. To bring the spirit within oneself to life only requires a way of life and love. And thus a person must also attain faith if he lives in love, because his spirit mentally instructs him, because one thing after another becomes comprehensible to him. But the prerequisite is always that the free will exists to believe. Thus he will always be able to believe if he wants to believe. What is not provable to the human being he usually wants to reject, and yet he has to admit that spiritual knowledge, which also includes faith in myself, cannot be proven and can nevertheless become a conviction. Yet this will not be achieved by the intellect but by mental instructions which come from above. Thus thoughts which are born in the heart, not in the intellect. The human being should occasionally let himself be guided by his feelings after all, then he will often come closer to the truth than through intellectual activity if he lives a life of love. Otherwise his thinking will be influenced by my adversary who will never let him find the truth but will deepen his spiritual darkness evermore. For this reason all people who are willing to love are addressed by me, for I guide their thinking, and if the pure truth from me is then brought to them they will willingly accept it and also be able to recognize it as truth. And once I have achieved that they take notice of my word which is conveyed to you humans from above, then there is no longer any danger that these souls will go astray, because then my strength will already be able to take effect, just as every person whose way of life shows love will have escaped this danger. Yet the transmission of my word is intended to mature the soul, which is not possible without the supply of strength. And since my word is blessed with my strength, even the weakest will to love can be strengthened and the human being can mature while still on earth. He then lives his earthly life consciously. And then he can also gain a convinced faith when he is instructed by me about me and my nature and about all correlations, about the human being's right relationship with me and his task. His inner thinking will then be enlightened and therefore also accept everything. Although he then has no evidence either, he has the inner conviction that it is so, and he remains true to this conviction. For once he has found the truth, he will not give it up again for the sake of another knowledge. Without love, however, the human being cannot think correctly, and then all lectures, all words of a preacher, no matter how good, are of no use. The truth cannot enter the human being's heart because it is hardened. And the closer the end is, the more hardening of people's hearts is recognizable, for love has grown cold, matter keeps the hearts burned and their thoughts only belong to the world and its goods. They do not desire spiritual goods, and without desire they cannot receive anything. But where a spark of love is still recognizable it shall be stirred up. My love shall only ever be held up to people and they shall be encouraged to fulfill my commandments of love, the observance of which will earn them incomparable treasures. Love is everything. The spirit will be awakened to life. People's thinking will be enlightened, and undeniably they will also find faith when they are given the pure truth, which they will no longer deny intellectually either, because at the same time the spirit will express itself from within and illuminate their thinking. and therefore there will still be much adversity on Earth in order to stimulate people into loving help. For everyone is certainly capable of love, but not everyone is willing to love. But adversity can touch their hearts, and once they've accomplished a labor of love, they will find inner happiness in it themselves and reap reciprocal love, which will again work as strength and spur them on to renewed loving activity. Again and again, let yourselves be stimulated into loving activity. Believe that there is nothing else to attain eternal life and beatitude you than love, which shall fill your heart and which intimately unites you with me. 4. He who abides in love abides in me and I in him. Amen.